This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. At Arlington National Cemetery this morning, the sorrowful notes of taps honored those who have died in service to the country. As part of the traditional ceremony at Arlington, President Barack Obama laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. And this afternoon, at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the president marked a milestone, 50 years since the start of the Vietnam War. The war escalated over many years, but the Pentagon chose this year to mark the 50th anniversary. In front of the black granite wall engraved with names of the war dead, Mr. Obama called on Americans to honor those veterans by not forgetting the lessons of that war.
Let us resolve that when America sends our sons and daughters into harm's way, we will always give them a clear mission. We will always give them a sound strategy. We will give them the equipment they need to get the job done. We will have their backs.
At just about the same time that the president was speaking, Mitt Romney paid tribute in San Diego. At the Veterans Museum and Memorial Center, he warned against shrinking the military and honored the service of the nation's oldest veterans.
As the greatest generation sees its light slowly fading, our duty is to take up the torch they carried so gallantly, so bravely, with such great sacrifice. It's a torch of freedom, of decency, of hope, democracy.
In other parts of the country today, there were somber services and, of course, parades. Several thousand people gathered for an annual parade through downtown Columbia, Missouri, among them Thomas LaHue. He wore his Missouri National Guard uniform and spoke about the meaning of Memorial Day.
I have my father served in the war, too. My brother served in Vietnam. My other brother served with me in the National Guard. And just seeing all the retirees and people within the military, they are returning the salute when I salute them, which is nice. God bless America.
That's Thomas LaHue in Columbia, Missouri, one of many marking Memorial Day around the country today.